Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. But we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. So just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or Get Real Global Entertainment, who produces this, and you will find us and our links to all of our stuff. Welcome to the show. No? It's being a real bitch.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, fuck it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Oh, yes. This is internet radio. We don't do FM and AM. That's just, no. I did that for 5 years. Couldn't. You can only say certain words. You can say ass, but you can't say asshole. You can say bitch. You can say certain words.
It's no fun without the hole.
Right? Yeah, right? Exactly. That's what I said. But you know. Here. So we are in the studio today with Vidimash. Did I say it right?
Vidimash.
Okay. I was close. I did it pretty decent. Yeah. I went based on that time that you were at my show and you said how you pronounced it.
Oh, no, that was good.
And I was like, oh, yes. Awesome. Now I'm not going to butcher it as badly.
Nice.
So, well, you always got to listen to the band and hear, you know, to hear what they, you know, what they say, how they say it.
Yeah.
Because there's certain bands where it's just, how the fuck do you pronounce that?
Official. Vidimash.
I like it. I like that. It's very nice. What does it mean? In what language is that?
You know, it's kind of a it was kind of a progression. There was a idea of like a strange idea of vid damage that Claudio brought up that he liked of mine, and then we realized like we wanted to kind of make it something a little different, a little bit trippier, and then this Vidimash, I guess, in a lot of languages is like better life.
Oh.
So we kind of went with that, like...
I like that.
Transformation, but then he's like Eastern European Claudio, so it was kind of like we put a spin, Vidimash.
I like that.
French sounding.
I like it. I like it, and not just because I am French.
All right.
My last name is DeVoe.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
But the married name is Muse, though. Like Greek. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like Greek muses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're Greek, too?
No, that's his last name, Muse.
Okay, cool.
But I don't think he's Greek. I highly doubt it.
Well,
he's wearing a Greek-style shirt, though. That looks like something them dudes, the Italians and the Greeks wear. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
But I told you about my great-grandfather on my dad's side, my dad's grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, my grandmother was biracial.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he was a white dude and stuff.
White dude,
yeah.
He just got off the boat from somewhere over there.
Ooh, maybe.
Nice.
Maybe.
He might be Greek. Like 3 generations ago.
That's why he came out looking like Michael Jackson.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
Not quite.
No. I was talking about the white, you know, those. You, like,
not quite.
I was being funny.
Like
the pacing. There, like yeah, like Michael Jackson after all the skin treatments. Yeah, okay.
Where's the camera?
Where's... All right. I love it. Okay, so we're going to talk about some concerts that we just did really quick here before we get into the story and amazingness of Vidimash. And we're going to play some of their songs once it gets loaded up here on my screen. I'm like, where are they? Yeah, so we went to some really good shows. We had our show at the Boulevard on Friday night. We had another show got canceled at the Lexington, so we were able to accommodate two bands from out of state and another band from that show. So it was a really good show. Shout out to all the bands. It was really good. And then we had we went to see Fate Destroyed play at Bar Sinister on Saturday night. That was a really fucking really good show.
I actually ran into you there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I saw Jove at there. Yes, I saw Jove at the at Bar Sinister. That's a really trippy place. That was really nice.
Yeah,
cool. I could see that. Like, yeah, it had that feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been going there a while.
Yeah, like The Cure could play there.
Yeah.
Or what's the other one? Damn it! Why is my brain blocked? The one I was trying to think of how you sound. Yep. Right there.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, Depeche Mode. That's the
They're
one.
They're a little big for yeah. Bar Sinister.
No, but what I'm saying is back in the day, style, like when they yeah. first started.
Yeah.
When they first started, like those types of bands, yeah. because. You got to remember, the really big bands, like they're really big now, but you know what I mean, or for their time. But remember, they were some tiny little fucking band at one time that nobody fucking knew.
They look like children,
yeah, they're just playing. You know, they're just playing at some little stuff. You know, little bars, little clubs, little crap. You know,
can you imagine that though? Like you, one of those huge groups.
Guns N' Roses started, was like that at one point.
When you started, you had to play these same
Motley Crue was
like
that. Yeah, Motley Crue, Metallica, they all had to go through their and pay their dues. Every right. one of them, including Led Zeppelin, including Black Sabbath, all of them had to pay their dues. They didn't just get discovered like you know.
But
like goddamn Justin Led Bieber Zeppelin was on so fucking ahead, YouTube.
So ahead of hit, so ahead of their time though.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah.
You know, okay. there's really no there was no comparison back then.
I agree. Even today there's no fucking comparison. I'm sorry. It's Led Zeppelin. But everybody had to pay their dues.
It's hard work.
Yeah, including you guys. Everybody's had to do it. You know what I mean? And then you just have to hope and fucking pray that maybe someday that somebody will, you know.
Stroke of luck.
Yeah.
It's always the luck element.
I'd like to get a night going on at one of these bars, like, I don't know, once we get to that level, of course, maybe the Viper Room or maybe the Rainbow or somewhere, you know, like a... Like your type of music more.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it'd be cool to see
more that type of stuff.
Electronic synth,
kind of like. Did you see Roland Dark?
Those places.
Remember seeing remember Roland Dark?
Yeah.
Who played that night? He's that style of music. Like he makes sense to go with you. Yeah, but he makes sense to go with you guys. Like the more that type of music, and so I would put more people like that with you guys. Like, just keep it like that and have a whole show. Or we could do it at Bar Sinister, maybe.
Now, that would...
You guys, I think you might fit into Bar Sinister.
Yeah, we've been told that a couple times.
Okay.
I don't know if we fell through the cracks on the booking. I emailed someone, and that's kind of...
Maybe
I've
we
been
can
talking
see.
To more people there and just seeing...
Well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool.
Certain nights.
Yeah, we said we was going to go by there anyway, huh?
Yeah.
See if we can...
Shout out to all the bands that played for a Sunday night at Five Star Bar. Nice. Shout out to Five Star Bar for having us again and the Boulevard. Shout out to Heath, the sound guy. We love you.
Shout out to Mona Moon.
I was just about to say that. Mona Moon.
We got the same.
And
we
Big
on the same,
Mike. I know. Mona Moon and Big Mike from the Boulevard. Thank you so much for having us. And we got a show this Friday. Go to the Boulevard. We have a really great show. Going on some more like hard rock and heavy metal bands. Come on out and see. Let's see who all we got playing this week. I know we got the Permagrins. We got Vexum is starting the show off at 8. We got Blackstone Wolves at 9. Final Frequency at 10. The Permagrins at 11. 12 o'clock is to be announced. It was Legions, but they have an opportunity to place a really big show, and I told them to take it.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm one of those people. I support the music. And if you have an opportunity that's going to be really big for your career, I say go play that. Just find me a replacement band to take your spot. That's all I ask of you. Yeah. Find me a replacement band to take your slot. That's all I care. And somebody who, you know, decent and can maybe bring a couple people. I don't know. But anyway, this Sunday, come on out to Petey's Place. This Sunday is St. Patty's Day.
All right.
If you guys are are in the Valley area at all, I don't know if you guys are over this way, but if you want to come on over,
Tarzana,
you're obviously free.
Yeah.
Tarzana. It's gonna be some good bands. It's like it's metal. I don't know if you like metal, but it's gonna be some good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We got Amargo. Okay. Plays at 8. They're a Spanish metal band. They're really good. Killset's at 9.
Ooh.
Killset's an amazing band.
They are good.
Killset's really good. Devang is incredible. That's a Vietnamese heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Well, the drummer's a white dude from America, but the other three are from Vietnam, which is really awesome. I love those guys. Shout out to Dat Nguyen, Phil Nguyen, shout out to Kang Tran, and shout out to Ross Knapp. Shout out.
Yeah.
Their part of the event is being sponsored by Zigzag. For all your Zigzag and rolling paper needs, go to check out Zigzag. I think it's zigzag.com, in fact. Go get your Zigzags today.
Pulling Elon Musk.
Woo! Roll a blunt. Right. And then we got Chasing Desolation. That's an amazing band here from the Valley. Really good band. And then we have Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath tribute band with a female lead vocalist and a female drummer. Oh, and now a female guitarist.
Oh, okay.
As well. So, cool. Rock on.
How does she sound?
Very progressive.
Did she pull off Ozzy or what?
She's pretty good. She channels. I think she channels the spirit of Ozzy. And, yes, Zigzag.
www.zigzag.com. You're right, baby.
That's what I said, zigzag.com. I mean, fucking come on. Anyway, thank you and shout out to Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem last night for allowing me to host your show, Metal Mayhem, at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to all the bands that performed last night. Green was incredible.
Yeah.
That's like a funk,
bluesy
type rock. They were really good. Of course, our buddies from Ring of Leaders, shout out to John Lewis, Rocker John, shout out to Serafino, and shout out to Thomas Harris and Alex, the bassist. So shout out to all the members of Ring of Leaders. Great show last night, as always. I love your song, Hollywood Dream, and What is Metal?
Right.
I love those two songs. Those are my favorites. And then, of course, the whole show was capped off by Braced for Impact. They're a band out of Arizona. Really fucking good. So go check out my page, Jennifer DeVoe, on Facebook. And I pronounce it the anglicized way because no one understands it when I say it in French. Like, how the fuck do you spell that? I say DeVoe. They're like, what?
Yeah, it's difficult.
I do not understand. They never get it. So I just said Devo, and then now they're like, oh, yeah, like the band Devo, but with an E. Yeah, gotcha. Right. Devo's fucking amazing. Whip it. Whip it good.
I like anyway, the
Boingo Boingo.
Dr. Detroit's song. Yeah. The theme song?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's
I
good stuff.
That.
Yeah. But that's some upcoming shows. Oh, tomorrow night, if you guys want a free show, you want to come on out, support music, you can get tickets through me. I'll put you on a list. It is to see the amazing pop rock band Soul Rising. Three lead singers. It's a lead singer and two backup vocalists. At the front, you have a female keyboardist. Michael McBay is the bass player. And then you have a guitar player. So it's a seven-piece band. Plus the drummer, of course. They got a seven-piece band. Come on out. See them at the Rose here in Pasadena. They call it the Canyon at the Rose now, which is just why you got to complicate shit and make it longer. It's the Rose in Pasadena. I believe it's on Green Street. Go check it out. Free show tomorrow night. Give me a call, 818-406-1742, or hit me up on my Facebook page, Jennifer DeVoe, or any of my social media, Jay's Real Talk on the Block, Get Real Global Entertainment, any of my pages. You know, hit us up. And we'll get you free tickets to see Soul Rising tomorrow night, Thursday, March 14th at the Rose in Pasadena, California. So great shit coming up. We got it. We love it. But we are here today in the studio with Vidimage.
Yeah.
Vidimage.
Yes. Speaking of French sounding.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about you guys. How long have you been doing this as a group or as a band? Well, I mean, there's two of you, but still. Tell people a little more about you and your band, the dynamics of how that goes.
Yeah, we Claudio and I actually met years ago.
On Craigslist.
Yeah.
On Craigslist. That sounds really wrong. You know what I mean?
That's a different band. He was looking for a bass player.
We were looking for something else.
And I accident band
out. No, I was kidding.
Accidentally clicked on his ad and I kind of got impressed by his vocal lines.
Yeah.
But their music didn't ask for keyboards. It was, it's called psychobilly style.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Elvis
yeah,
goes
yeah.
rock and roll. Yeah,
yeah.
Punk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I liked his.
I love that style.
Because he was telling me, or the guy didn't know it was him, but where he wants to get, not instead of how he wants to sound.
Right.
So it's more important to me than, you know, they. Most ads are about how I want to sound, but this guy said he was very smart, how I want to get in life, you know? So I said, let's give it a shot. I contacted him via SoundCloud, and that's how we got together.
Friends, I love it.
On Facebook first. And
I like that.
Yeah, we just like kind of hung out once in a while, met up at shows for like years, and then eventually I had written one like electronic synth wave kind of thing.
Yeah.
He always liked. And then he went and wrote one and had me sing on it. Yeah. And that was what, last year? Or
2017, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of, it was low budget thing, done one single. And it resonated with people. And I think that it broke him to leave his punk stuff. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Persuaded him, maybe, you know. I
so, yeah, I was still in another band at the time, and then eventually I just started writing a lot of more electronics.
He offered me those songs, and I was like, okay, I want to play live. So it was mid of 2018 when we got together.
So we knew each other since what, like 2015?
Yeah.
And then 4 years. We finally started something in mid
2018. Wow.
Yeah, and now it's been what, 6-7 months or something. We've been going at this, gigging. So it's fairly new, but
right.
I think it's pretty good.
We've promoters get back to us right now. It's like 50-50. 50 I have to offer us 50. They get back to us. So it's, you know, good, positive kind of.
Yeah, that's good. Good. That's good.
You know, when you have to offer your band 100%, it's not a good sign.
Yeah,
it's good when promoters are kind of finding out about you. It takes a minute, though. L.A., it's like billions of bands out here, and everyone's like, you know, trying to get on some kind of bill.
Yeah.
So
that's why we always have, you know, bands at our shows.
Yeah.
But the good thing is we never charge anybody. We don't do pay to play. We don't ever want to be like that.
Yeah.
We want to make it so that the band doesn't have to cough a bunch of money and stuff.
We've had few experiences like that canceled.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the bands having to cough up a bunch of money and stuff. Like, I figure you just charge like $5 at the door. It covers the cost of like the sound guy, the door person.
Right.
It covers your
Unless
cost.
You're, like, booking the Palladium or something. That
no,
like a different
that's
story,
that's
right?
different. That's like another level. You know what I mean?
We got tunes.
I should slap you.
We got tunes going.
Right?
Throw a little bass under it.
Nice. That's funny. I don't know. We just liked, I liked your guys' style. I liked your sound. That's why, I would book you, you know, on more shows. It's just sometimes it's hard to find that right fit, but I want to put stuff together that's just like you, more like your style. Like I want to start doing more shows that are tailored,
right?
Like just metal, just punk rock, just EDM or techno. Just you know, just
I kind of like that. There's a lot of stuff in LA going on right now where shows are just like
our shows are mixed.
Band, there's a synth band, there's a rapper. There's that's kind of cool, but maybe people don't.
I wouldn't mix a rapper with that stuff.
Yeah, that's like a different. But like there I'll are do some rappers doing some
experimental stuff. Yeah, cool. I like doing like if I mix a show, it's like hard rock, heavy metal, and punk.
Yeah.
They still kind of ish sound somewhat alike,
right,
to the point where you're not going to really notice a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I still, even if I mix a show, I still try to keep it like that. I try never to mix like even when we did that show at the airliner, I had bands like you guys downstairs.
Right.
Like more like, you know, like a DJ or techno, right. EDM, you know, that kind of stuff. I try to keep that stuff downstairs. Upstairs was like, you know, hard rock metal more stuff, you know, punk, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a little different. You know, I try to keep the same ish styles of music.
By the way, huh? Airliner.
The really?
Yeah. I saw some ad.
Really?
The last show is going on.
Oh my God, I didn't hear.
What happened?
He said the airliner's closing. That what? Yesterday was our last show. Dude, I don't blame. I'm sorry, but that.
Wasn't happening.
Do you know how much. What we could do with that place? Do you know what we could do with that place? I wish I had like the money to buy that. That's what I'm saying. I wish I had the money to buy that thing because it's in a nice area. It's not like crime ridden or anything. It's also. There is parking near there. I mean, it's not like perfect or whatever, but there is some parking.
Like right on the corner, like right behind the building.
There's a few little spots, you know, and then, you know, it has two floors plus a back venue that you can play during the day. And then they have the upstairs venue and then that small little stage that, and you know, you could do certain things there.
Yeah.
Like a DJ or something. You could do something small there. And then they have two bars, one upstairs, one downstairs, and a kitchen. Dude, you know.
That's that.
I wish I had the money to buy that bitch. I would so do the right thing with that. You could do a lot with a venue like that if you knew what you were doing. Yeah. But it is what it is. So I want to talk more about you guys and your music. Who does most of the writing for the songs?
Yeah.
Joe?
So, yeah, I wrote, we have probably, eight or nine songs, and I write most of it on a Roland Phantom, which is like, I think I got it in early 2000s. My computer had actually crashed. I started writing on that, and that forced me to write on this Roland, which is like much more minimal.
What is it? Like
it's like a basic sequencer with... There's sounds in there.
Oh, know, okay.
Whatever. And so I just started like composing a bunch of stuff on there. So we took Claudio's song and probably like initially like six things I wrote.
Yeah.
And him and I just started working on it all and putting it together, getting it ready to play live.
He's a big synth fan.
Yeah.
Well,
synth
I'm
is
more
awesome.
Like keyboardist.
Yeah.
So, but it's a big school for me to work with him as a synth player.
Nice.
So I learned a lot of stuff about sounds. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm more like into the composition stuff.
Right, right, right.
Know? So we kind of refill each other, you know. Like,
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
What are you guys' influences? Like maybe like growing up, who did you like listen to?
I listened to all kinds of the like post-punk, alternative, industrial, anywhere from like Joy Division, Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode.
Right.
You know, like we were talking about The Cure.
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Smiths.
Oh, yeah.
Stooges. I like all kinds of
good stuff.
Basically, like noise, electronic alternative. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of this weird new, like, German industrial-ish kind of stuff. I really like their sounds, the production. It's like they take these older sounds, maybe, but they really vamp them up.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of giving me ideas. Like, maybe I want
to. Okay. Sounds with like that stuff synth. You listen to, that German.
Yeah.
Who's that dude? The synth, you know, with the synthesizer and all that stuff, you know.
Oh.
Clockworks?
Oh, Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Kraftwerk.
That stuff.
In Europe, they do a lot of.
sounds like that, like that kind of,
oh yeah, Kraftwerk.
Like, yeah, like there we go. That's the one.
Claudio's always telling me, actually, we should just go to like Europe or Eastern Europe, whatever. They'll be all about it because they're a little more into that scene. Whereas here, it's like, I don't know.
I mean, you know, take that chance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying but you know, I would look into it.
Right.
If I was you guys,
could just start doing like mumble rap here in L.A.
Oh,
maybe
God.
That'll be like a new venture, right? Get some strippers, you know, some hot stuff.
Oh, my God.
Gucci gang.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. God damn. I would just, oh, my God.
The range stinks in L.A. For me, it's like dead end street. Just be oriented for L.A. only.
Oh, no, no. You need to get out. Like, you need to grow and move around as a band. Like, play different venues all around the L.A.-ish area. But you want to go out to subsections like Santa Monica. You want to go to, like, Long Beach.
You want to try to hit
Santa Ana, Anaheim, San Diego. You want to go out to, like, Pomona.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
We should get you a show out, like, in Pomona. They have the PBW and the characters out there. Mm. We could try, you know, do, like, a show out there. There's, like, all kinds of places we could move you out to.
What's it? Santa Clarita or out in the...
Claremont.
Be nice if we could get a good show going on at the Petey's place out in Tarzana.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's a big stage. That's a big stage. If we could get a whole
rehab
like,
after
synth.
That, too, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like, straight from the gig to Tarzana,
right? Yeah, it's Tarzana, yeah.
We would like to get
the nice location, though.
Some mini tour with some, like, a little bigger band.
Yeah.
And start from there, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Break the LA County kind of thing.
Yeah, I kind of need to do that. Like,
right.
Go out to like Riverside County, go down to Orange County, go out to San Bernardino County.
Right.
And what's the other one? Ventura County.
My buddy Joe, I was at Sinister with. We actually have a show coming up in Pioneer Town.
Oh yeah, you got three shows coming up. I posted it on Facebook, but let everybody know. What you have coming up.
Okay, so we have the Pioneer Town Death Wave Fest in April.
And where is that going to be located?
April 27th. Pioneer Town.
Oh, that's an actual... Yeah. Oh, okay.
So my buddy Joe, he's like a rocker biker. He was at
is that
Bar
in California?
Sinister. Yeah, that's in California.
Pioneer Town, California.
Death Wave Fest, April 27th.
Nice.
But my buddy Joe is going to come, you know, bike out there with some people or whatever. But he's like, you guys need to play Vegas. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yes. Vegas is a big one.
I want to get Claudio to maybe make
there's a couple of clubs up there I could see you at.
Get some dark wave synth in Vegas. Like,
fuck
when does that happen?
No, but they like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They like synth, EDM,
techno.
They like stuff they can dance to.
Fuck that. You play wherever they want to hear you.
Right.
Shit.
Well, I want to hear one of your songs. But talk about the other two shows.
Pasadena, Old Town, March
Old Town
29th.
Pub.
Old Town
Friday.
Pub.
It's like some mega cookie, like cookie mega event.
Oh, okay.
Good stuff.
Interesting. Friday, and what's the date again?
March 29th, Friday.
March 29th.
Six,
okay.
Old Town Pub, Pasadena.
Right.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. And you have another one after that.
Silver Lake, you said.
Oh, we have Silver Lake Lounge coming up.
Oh, yeah.
In March. What is it?
April 6th or something.
Or is it April?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what Silver Lake Lounge, April 6th, Saturday.
All right.
Yeah, nice.
We're playing there.
Cool. That's good. Yeah. All right. Good.
Once
good
again, we
now.
Are Vidomage. I know it's kind of a rough name, so I'm just going to spell it real quick.
Vidomage.
It's V-I-D-M-A-S-C-E.
Exactly.
So check us out.
What he said. I tagged the hell out of you on Facebook.
What she said.
What she said. What he said. All right. I want to play one of your songs now so people can hear how great you are.
Nice.
I mean, I love seeing you guys on stage. I totally get into the whole thing.
Cool.
I love it. Which song do we want to play first, though? Dealer's Choice.
Are we going to play a couple? How many total?
I'm going to try to play all four if possible.
Okay. Want to play Mercy first?
I got Lonely.
That's how we got together.
I got Dead Sisters, Deflection, and Down were the four you sent.
Okay.
Okay, do the Lonelys as we how we got together.
Let's start out with Mercy, and then we'll do that.
I didn't put. I think that.
No, you just sent me four.
Deflection?
You can't.
Yeah, I've got Lonely and whatever that is. Okay. I can't read. It's all off the screen. Dead Sisters, Deflection, and Down. Start with Down?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was before he sent. But yeah. But hey, let's try it. All right, so we're going to play Down by Vidimage here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, that was Down by Vidimage. That was fucking awesome.
Our first single.
That was your first single? That was really good, man. Like I said, it reminds me kind of like Depeche Mode. Like that's a huge compliment.
That's my favorite song.
I freaking love those guys. But that's a good one. I like it when you perform it on stage.
These guys
though.
Only been together like 7 months, right?
Yeah.
So it's like their creativity is.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, but see, two seasoned professionals, two people who really know music and have been in the scene, can come together and make something great.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Problem.
All right, we got 15 minutes left. Let's play the hell out of these other songs.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do next? We have Deflection, Dead Sisters, and Lonely.
We could play Dead Sisters last, and then whatever right now. What do you want to play?
So they do the Lonely, how we put together. He was guest only. It's not. Yeah,
that one was not on the EP.
Oh, okay.
It is just, it's kind of just like a little hidden treasure of like, before the band started, it was our first collaboration.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so let's do Lonely, and then we're going to do Deflection, and then Beautiful. Dead Sisters. Yeah. All right, here we go. Lonely by Vidimage. Jenny's World Talk on the Walk, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Okay, for some reason, that one doesn't want to play. No. Not sure why.
Maybe you try Deflection.
All right, well, I guess we're going to Deflection.
I mean,
I'm not sure why that file didn't want to open.
So we don't run out of time.
All right, let's do Deflection.
Just see if it works.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why I'm like, what the hell?
Because if none of them works, it's the Facebook virus.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Facebook's been going really weird today, huh?
Oh, this isn't even Facebook. This is the thing. All right, let's do Deflection. For some reason, it didn't want to go. All right, Deflection. Woo!
When you're lost out here and there's nothing left, and you take your time just to see what it is. Your infected perfection.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Andrew Bunsell from Metal Assault, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Killset, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
God. This is Mickey from Dark Entries, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Ring of Leaders listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block
on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Katie Ashley at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is Michael McBay of Soul Rising, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is Eric Jeffries.
This is Joe Drock.
From the Hard Way, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio 1 and iHeartRadio. Rock on.
Rock on.
There's a reason why I played all of those.
Right.
Mickey from Dark Entries. Shout out to Dark Entries. We just saw him at the Bar Sinister on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We ran into so many fucking people we know that that night. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
We saw tons of people. Oh, shout out to Sarah from and the band Akasha. We love you. Shout out. Shout out to our brother Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Lots
Destroy.
Of people. So many people. Fate Destroy. So many people we saw that night. It was just crazy. I saw like so many people. Oh, shout out to Black Pearl Light. They're becoming playing one of our up and coming shows at the Five Star Bar.
Okay.
Shout out to them. They were there Saturday night. And they also played Monday night for Andrew Bonsall. Go check out Heavy Mondays. Every Monday, I believe, at the Down and Out Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Heavy Mondays with Andrew Bonsall from Metal Assault. Now of Metal Assault Records as well. So go check that out. Speaking of him, he's also starting the Wacken Metal Battles. March 16th will be the first one at the Viper Room. Go check it out. So lots of stuff coming up. Katie Ashley will be playing Thursday, March 28th at the Whiskey A Go Go. Go check out Katie Ashley. He plays at like 8:30. Tomorrow night is Soul Rising. They play at 8:00. Go check out Michael McBay and Soul Rising at 8:00. That's at the Rose in Pasadena. And lots of stuff going on. Kill Set's playing our show this Sunday at Petey's Place. And lots of stuff. Though the Hard Way is opening for some big bands. Oh, Dokken this month. Mm. They're opening for Dokken. Can't remember the date. So Dokken, and then they're opening for another big band coming up soon, too. So some really good stuff coming up. Oh, Y&T. That's what it was. They're going to open for Y&T in June at the Whiskey. Whiskey's got great shows. They really do. I love their Whiskey A Go Go. They got some great shows. Yeah, you know if we can ever afford that show, that fucking place.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be a whole nother level. And we will have to charge bands. That's the thing that sucks.
Because it's so expensive.
I don't like that. But not as much. Like, I don't want to be like charging them like too much. Like, it's just crazy. You don't want to go all nuts. We've had some great bands. Like, we saw Right Wing of Leaders last night. We saw some really good bands on our shows and at other shows that we check out all the time. So we love it. This Friday at the Boulevard, come check us out. We've got a show going on. And lots of stuff coming up. Sunday at Petey's Place. Come check out. Celebrate.
Irish people.
Yes. Come celebrate it. St. Patty's Day and the drinking. Hell yeah. I'm part Irish also. My grandmother's last name is Bregan. Bregan.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Irish. Yeah, nice. So you got shows coming up. You've got an EP out. Where can people find you? Where can people find your band on, like, social media? And, like, do you have a website? Things like that. What can we? Where can we get you?
Okay, so again, we are Vidimage. That's Vidmasce.
Right.
And you can find us on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify. We released EP Servant Surrender in 2018.
Okay. Servant Surrender. Okay.
And that EP has 4 songs on it. So you can check that out.
Okay.
On those outlets. Also huge shout out to Sailor Alexander.
Okay.
That is LA based native LA producer that I've known for a while now, and he's really good. He's killer, and he's so far has produced all our stuff. We got some new stuff in the making we might come out with.
Okay, cool.
We'll see. We would like to do some like deal, like bigger partner business.
Right.
We would do the whole album, you know, like.
Right.
It's about that, you know.
Yeah.
Because when you do it on Spotify, just you offering it for free.
Right.
Just, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we need people to sponsor them.
Right.
Exactly.
Sponsor them, invest
we'll do whatever
in them.
You want.
They need investors, they need sponsors.
Then we'll do worldwide promotion.
Yes.
You can chain us up. We don't care.
Yeah, just please. Whatever. We need the same fucking thing. So come on, bring it on. Bring us. Yeah, do that. We got one last song we're gonna play before we head out here. We've got Dead Sisters.
Yes.
Hell yeah! I remember I was listening to this earlier.
Kind of like the somebody told me like the Doors kind of feel.
Oh yeah,
I love.
I love the Doors. Fuck yeah.
I don't know if it's got the Doors feel. I don't know.
Somebody
hey, I'll take it.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see. People can judge for themselves. Let me know if you think it sounds like the Doors. 323-203-0815. Dead Sisters by Vidmage on Jenny's World Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
Thank you.
bands are hard to place. Dance Sisters. Psych. Anyway, we want to thank David Amash for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It was amazing music, really good stuff. I'm glad everybody got to hear your songs, you know, a little bit more about you and where they could find you. So, like you said, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can go find them. David Amash, V-I-D-M-A-S-C-E. You know, just so you can spell it right. Next Wednesday, we've got, speaking of French sounding, we have Baron D'Avril. The French rock band will be on next Wednesday, cool. March 20th. And then the week after that, we have a weed band, March, yeah, Marijuana, March 27th. That'll be Cali Kush.
Oh, boy.
And then we have April 3rd will be every other year. Speaking of weed, here we go again. April 10th, another weed band, Solar Haze.
We are in California.
And again, right. Speaking of that, it goes back to Andrew Bunsall of Metal Assault Records. Solar Haze is on their label. And they will be releasing their album, like, I think, April 20th.
Are there any CBD bands? You know, weed and then CBD.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We have seen those companies at shows, though. But all right, anyway. All right, let's go take some pictures and we'll be back. Yeah, next Wednesday. Thank you,
all right, thank you.
Hell yeah!
All right,
episode. All right, have a good one next week.
Bye bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.